We are joined right now by a guard for the Denver Nuggets. He is in his 11th NBA season. It's his second with the Nuggets. He was the 8th pick overall in 2013 by the Pistons. He is a 2-time NBA champion. The Nuggets are the defending world champs. They are the 2 seed in the West. They're up 2-0 on the Lakers. Game 3 is tomorrow night here in L.A. We are joined right now by Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Kentavious, it is great to have you on, especially, I know you worked hard to make it happen. How you doing? Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. So let me ask you, the Nuggets have had so many big wins in recent years that when it happens now, it's really not that big of a surprise. You kind of come to expect it. Even coming back from 20 down against a LeBron James, Anthony Davis-led squad, that said, what did it feel like to see Jamal Murray beat the buzzer in Game 2, and what were your biggest takeaways from that win?
For Jamal, man, for me, that was just it was a big-time play, man, by a big-time guard. You know, he was struggling the whole night. And as his teammates, you know, and brothers, you know, we just stayed in his ear and told him to keep shooting, stay with it. And down the stretch in the fourth quarter, the last 2 minutes, man, I don't think he missed a shot. And just for him to see the ball go through like that and then have a buzzer beater like that, you know, I feel like that's give us a lot of energy and we can feed off that, and then a lot of confidence for himself, you know, just going forward.
You know, he said as much after the game. He said, my guys said, just keep shooting it, just keep shooting it, keep shooting it, just do you. And it really speaks to that team and the chemistry and the bond you guys have. Like, for instance, when the Lakers had that 15-point lead at halftime, what was the mood like in the locker room, and what was Michael Malone's message to the team?
Our move, it was the same. Like, we knew, like we didn't play well. We knew the mistakes that we made, and what we needed to correct. And coach had the same message, like, just showing us on film, like, the mistakes we need to correct, you know, putting us in the right spot, giving us the game plan for the second half. And his move was just, like, we didn't play a bad half, you know. We didn't knock shots, and then we didn't get stops when we needed them. So I feel like the second half we changed that around, changed some defensive schemes, and we got the job done. And that's why I wanted to answer your first question. Like, the takeaway from the game is like our confidence, our patience, our poise, and how we just react to being down 20, we never panicked, and we just played basketball and then got our stops and made shots down the stretch.
Dude, that was smooth, what you just did. Going back to my first question, I like that. So I thought one of the big turning points, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, my guest, I thought one of the big turning points Monday was when you threw down that savage dunk with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. That cut the lead to 11. Can you take me through the sequence, and then what did the energy in the building feel like when you did that?
When I got the outlet pass from Yoke, I had one thing in mind when that was attacking the rim, and no layups was needed. And I felt like me attacking the rim and throwing it down like that gave me energy, gave the team energy, the crowd wasn't expecting. I felt like no one wasn't expecting that one. And that gave us like the energy and effort we needed, like, and especially for myself, like the team to stay locked in, because I know I wasn't shooting the ball well, but stay locked in defensively, and then just taking that energy and it trickling down to my teammates, and I think that just turned everything around for us.
Speaking of that outlet pass from Yoke, that was an incredible outlet pass from Yoke, but then again, I mean, I don't even know, dude. Like, I've run out of ways to ask the question. I've run out of ways to describe this guy. But have you ever played with, and you've been around some great, great players, but have you ever played with or seen anyone, much less a big, with a skill set like that? I mean, is there anything that guy can't do?
Yeah, man, Yoke never seems to surprise me. You know, and like you said, I played with a bunch of guys, you know, that could play the game. But Yoke is, you know, just he just plays at his own pace, and it's just so amazing to watch. Like, he's very skilled on that block, and he can step outside and knock down a three ball, 15 footer. So, like, yeah, there's nothing this guy can't do. You know, I've seen and realized that just playing with him for the last 2 years.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope joining us. Before I let you go, so you won a championship with the Lakers in 2020, so you've got firsthand knowledge of LeBron's greatness as a former teammate. Like, streaks happen in sports, even unusual streaks happen in sports, but did you ever think we would see somebody beat a team led by LeBron, who's still playing at an incredible level, beat a LeBron-led team 10 consecutive times the way you guys now have done to them?
No. I don't think I've seen it. Just being a part of it now just seems, you know, like unreal, you know, because like they've had us down, like you said, like the last game they had us down 20, but you know that just goes back to like, you know, why I love this team so much. Like I said earlier, like We never panic when we up 20, down 20. You know, it's just all about basketball, and we play it to a T over here. Like, everybody hold each other accountable. You know, the ball is shared, you know, and that just keep everybody involved. But, like, just being a team, like, 10 times, it's hard to do, you know. And, like I said, they've had games where it's close. With games where we had to win at the buzzer. So, like, just being a team 10 times is hard. But, like, just this team over here, man, it's amazing just to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think you make such a great point. It's hard to beat any team 10 times in a row. So leave me with this one last thought. I'm curious, like, I love your team. I love your organization. Michael Malone's one of my favorite coaches ever. How long, when they traded you, when the Wizards did, to the Nuggets in July of 2022, how long did it take you to realize that you had joined an organization that had the personnel and the coach and everything else that goes along with it to win an NBA title?
It didn't take long. Denver's been like, I've been watching Denver like since I've been on other teams, just watching Denver, how they play. And then one of my favorite series that Denver had was 2020 against the Clippers. You know, just seeing how, like, down 3-1 and then they come back and win it, and just how they played together, you know, the team chemistry. And like I said, when I got traded, they made it easier for me just join the team and fit right in. And I knew most of the guys from, like, throughout my years. And it just made it so much easier for me to just be comfortable, be myself, and then bring my championship knowledge to the team.
He is a two-time NBA champion. He was a 8th pick overall back in 2013. In his 11th NBA season, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Kentavious, listen, I know how hard you worked to make that happen. I really appreciate you coming on the show, especially today and during this time, man. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Good luck tomorrow night.
Man, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, KCP. He worked hard to make that happen. So that's great. Nuggets are an awesome jungle team, and that's a solid dude right there.